Latte with laughs and love, and today's topic, you're in for a treat, because if you are listening, we're talking about how to leave an abusive relationship. And I think you should listen to this, because if you have not been in an abusive relationship, or you're not in an abusive relationship, you need to thank God, praise God. But you may know someone that's in an abusive relationship, or may know someone in the future that is in an abusive relationship, or might find yourself in an abusive relationship later. So please listen into this on how to leave, because usually when you are trying to leave, that's when the abuser gets most violent. And they say that the person, they will try to, you know, in some cases try to kill them within 2 to 3 weeks, or maybe not even be trying to kill them, but become more abusive, and then possibly can kill them within that 2 to 3 weeks that they're trying to leave. So it's very important that you listen to this. I'm going to talk about how to be safe when leaving an abusive relationship as well. So letting go of the emotional part is the hard thing, because an abuser, what they do is they really try to charm you. That's their way to keep coming back. Because people are like, you know, if he's abusing her, why does she stay in the relationship? Why does she keep going back? Because he'll play on her heartstrings, and he'll say, like, you know, I really need you. Sometimes they're very needy. They might not have anything without her. She's like their lifeline. Maybe she's making the income, and then he'll try to control her income and things like that. So, you know, they really try to charm you. The main thing is they try to charm you and say, you know, you're beautiful, I love you, you're the most amazing person in the world to me. You know, exude beauty. And then later down the line comes the emotional abuse. You know, what you know, you big, but I love you big, or I love the way, you know, you are, but you know, you really need to take care of yourself better. And so it's like that underlying emotional abuse, that it's like, okay, I'm calling you fat, I'm calling you all these things, but I'm saying that I love it. And so it's making you feel like, well, I am terrible, but this guy still loves me and stays with me. So they're like, you know, they're kind of wooing them, like, okay, I'm this terrible person, you know, and this person has made a sacrifice to be with me. No one else wants to be with me. And then they isolate you. You know, they try to isolate you and keep you away from everyone, so that, you know, they're the only one that you can depend on and things like that, so that you don't have a support circle. But I'm telling you, you need to start building that support circle. Start now, or tell that person, start building a support circle. Be their support circle if they're trying to, you know, get out of a relationship. Because I'm not saying get into it if it's, you know, going to put you in danger. Be careful. But they need a support system is my main point. They need some people they can depend on besides this person, because they've isolated them in most cases. So they need some people they can depend on, whether that's their mother, their father, sister, brother, best friend, cousin, uncle, auntie, whoever it is, stranger that they have learned to love and respect and become a friend with, you know, that is a nice person, and over time they've shown that they're dependable, could be a good person. So get that support system, get stable, get stability, get on your own without depending on this person. Sometimes they are emotional and abusive, emotionally and physically abusive, because you depend on them so much and they know you need them. Well, right now we're about to get into a song real quick by Tez, and this is Hypnotize, and we'll be right back with our topic.
It's so hard to get you off my mind. Maybe we can get together sometime.
Shit, I'm tryna get you wet while I'm still in my prime.
I could be the bet, you could be the pound. Just let me cook a wreck, I won't do no wrong. Unless we hit the bed, I'm taking off your thong. First we make the bed go boom, boom, boom. You never met a nigga like me before. The way you move that body, I can't ignore. You look like you wanna try me, I can feel your aura. I'm tryna push your buttons, I can turn you on. Midnight with some candles, let me burn you on. I don't really give a flex, do it on the furnace. Shorty got me hypnotized. Shorty got me hypnotized. Shorty got me hypnotized. It's so hard to get you off my mind.
It's so hard
to get you off my mind.
Swear to God.
Get you off my mind.
Oh Lord.
So back into our topic, and we're talking about how to leave an abusive relationship. So this is a very hard topic because, you know, people think that people that are executives are doing well, like women that are at the top of the organization, cannot get into abusive relationships. And that's totally from the truth, far from the truth. People with nothing will depend on people with money and try to trap them so that they could live off of them, and that they can become an abuser because they feel like they don't have time to date, and they hurry up and get into a relationship with someone that is very needy, that loves them a lot, and goes in and just woos them and draws them in with all of this, you know, charm, which abusers do. They charm you in the beginning, and then they start the abuse, and then you're relying on that because, like, you don't have time to date, or you think that you're on love because they'll tell you that you're beautiful but you're ugly and stuff like that. They'll say you're ugly but I love you anyway, or, you know, you, nothing is good about you except your money and stuff like that. So try to fill time with other activities. Start to wean yourself off that person. If you have kids, leaving that situation might be a little bit harder because, you know, you need to be safe and get your kids out of there safe. But put yourself and your kids first. So pack a bag in order to leave them safely. Pack a few bags, you and your kids, where you can put your legal documents, birth certificates, you know, visas or whatever, you know, school papers or whatever that are important, and their favorite toy and your, you know, favorite clothes, something to last you a couple days, and, you know, maybe come back for the rest of it, or pack it while he's away. You know, when you know he's away, then pack all your stuff up and go. That's a good way to do it. But, you know, make sure he's not around if you feel like he will start to try to put his hands on and make you stay. So get stability, find a support group, you know, put yourself and your kids first, because you don't want to keep going through this abuse. You don't know when he will snap, you know, and hurt you worse or kill you or your kids. So, you know, leaving can be unsafe, but it's better than staying in it and getting killed as well from him going too far with his abuse and things like that. So you don't want to, if you're faced with two roads, don't pick that bumpy road that you've already been down. You know, think about getting into a different relationship. It can't be worse than what you're in. You know what I'm saying? If you got other options, try to think about other options and start to date again when you're ready, when you've healed a little bit, and you don't want to go back and things like that. You understand that you're greater than being abused. You know, you're greater than your abuser. Write down and remember the bad things. This is what I really want to talk about. I'm going to spend the last couple minutes talking about this, because people tend to remember all of the good times, and when you're in an abusive relationship, there's a lot of good times. The good times are going to outweigh the bad times, but the bad times are so bad that you need to pick a spot in your phone, put their name in, or you don't have to put their name, put abuser or whatever, and then write down the things that they did to abuse you. Maybe they made you lose your house, caused you to lose your job, caused you to lose your kids, hit you, bruised you. Maybe he spent some time in jail, or you spent some time in jail for you guys fighting, having to put them out, him stealing your money, taking your money, hitting you, all that stuff. Write down everything they did, or if it was bad hygiene, whatever it was that made you upset and that made this a bad abusive situation. Write that down, and when you think of how nice they are, go back to that page and show what you went through, how you felt, and describe how you felt. You know, you felt like you couldn't breathe. You know, they wake you up in the middle of the night. They're abusive. What if they abuse drugs or alcohol? What that looked like, and as an abuser, and that effects on your life and your kids, how they felt when you know, the abuse was happening. So put all this stuff down and put it in perspective, and don't persecute yourself. Forgive yourself. You know, say, you know, people don't come with a sign that says I'm an abuser on their forehead. So how could you know this was an abuser? I know sometimes there's red flags, but sometimes they're just not red flags for an abuser. They don't start abusing until they see maybe you talking to someone else, and they get really jealous. Like later down in the relationship, they start to get jealous because they love you so much, or they appear to love you so much, and they think they love you so much. But that's not love when you get hit. That's not love when people get your kids and your house and your money and taken away from you, or they steal from you, they lie to you, they curse you out, they curse around your kids. And that's not love. And that's not how you, because if they would do it around your kids, they're going to do it in public eventually, right? So just try to remember the bad things and that they did, and don't get back in that situation. Once you leave, it's so hard to freaking leave. Don't you dare go back and get in that situation. All right, so this is how to leave an abusive relationship. If you like this video, please comment, like, and share. And I appreciate you guys coming on to listen. And it's been a joy. And you can see me next time also on my Facebook Live, 7 p.m. Fridays Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time. Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm on Facebook Live. This is Lonnie Latte. Like and share this video. Thank you and goodbye.